This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
HarperCollins presents Innocent by Kathy Glass, read by Danica Fairman.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. Traumatised. Thank goodness I didn't have to witness their anguish and upset, I thought. I was sure I wouldn't have coped. It was bad enough knowing it was happening. Two young children about to be taken from their parents and brought into care. During the 25 years I'd been fostering, I'd seen a lot of changes, but the raw grief of a family torn apart didn't get any easier. I could imagine the children screaming and crying and clinging to their distraught parents as they tried to say goodbye. My heart ached for them. I also had sympathy for the social worker, who was doing a very difficult job. No one wants to take children from their parents, but sometimes there is no alternative if they are to be safe. It was now nearly 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and I was standing in what would shortly be the children's bedroom. I could have put the cot in my room, but I was sure Kit, only 18 months old, would be happier sleeping with his sister Molly, who was 3 and a half. Doubtless she too would find comfort in having her younger brother close. Fostering guidelines on bedroom sharing vary slightly from one...